Steve Miggs.
Yeah?
It's a giant day around here.
Huge day.
It's a big day because the men's room are celebrating 20 incredible years on KISW, which is such an amazing milestone. Good morning, guys. Thank you for getting up early. We love you.
Yeah. Could we have done nine?
We love you.
Could we have done 9:45?
We could have done this over Zoom.
Something.
Could have been an email.
It's already a long day. It's got way longer.
So yesterday I was looking at my Facebook memories and said, you've been with your... I had a picture of me and my wife for like 17 years. I'm like, where the F did 17 years go? You got to feel that way with this. I mean, where the hell has 20 years gone in the world of radio? That's bonkers.
Yeah.
I mean, I could say about the first 10 years we were here, it was very sex, drugs, and rock and rolling. So I only really remember maybe the last 10 years. You know, I mean, honestly, man.
So the first 10 years were the best years, is what you're saying.
They were, man. Yeah.
We did stuff. It's amazing.
It was fun.
Somehow we made it through without getting kicked out.
And so many things we can't tell you.
Oh, can you tell us the early days when you first got the job here at KSW? Like, do you remember, put yourself back in time and like what it was like getting ready to go on the air? Like, any stories? I mean, I know you guys all lived together for a half a minute.
Living together wasn't that bad.
No.
Would you do it again?
No.
It was no. During that time, I mean, was one of you the designated captain of the crew? Who was in charge?
No.
Who was paying the bills?
It was complete anarchy.
There was so much
drug use. Thurl had the biggest room, but I think he paid the most in rent.
Yeah.
And then the first paycheck we got, I remember, we didn't have direct deposits, so Thurl and I went to like the place that cashes it for you. And then,
what, like checking the cash?
Yeah.
That's all we could do, dude.
I had it in cash, and I remember laying it out on my bed. And then there's that cathedral right there. So one day we wake up, and Miles is like, dude, you're Catholic. What's going on? I go, I don't know. There's like Jesus puppets, and there was like a Jesus parade.
It was weird.
It was really weird.
Even when we got on the plane, we all had one-way tickets out here.
Yeah.
So that was right after 9/11. So this was not good.
It's very suspicious.
They didn't flag me or Ted, but they flagged Steve.
No, I got flagged too because I was still on probation.
All right. Okay, so anyway, they're like, so they asked Steve, where are you going? He said, I'm going to Seattle. Why? I'm taking a job. Where are you going to live? I don't know.
Yeah.
And they're like, what do you mean you don't know? Like, I don't know.
I'll figure it out when I get there.
Yeah. Well, we didn't have any details, right? And the guy's like, all right, well, yeah, what hotel are you staying at? I don't know. But you're going to live there. Yeah. Where are you going to live? I said, I don't know, man. I don't know what to tell you, bro. They got us a one-way ticket. We're going to Seattle. We got a job. But at the time, I didn't look hireable, I think. So it seemed a little more suspicious to this guy.
Well, and the other thing is that, right, like, we're in Baltimore, right? So I'm making $11.5 for 3 years bartending. Mm-hmm. So, like, we'll give you full-time, come out. I think I'm moving to the West Coast. And then we're on that flight, and Thurl's in the middle seat.
Jesus Christ.
And I hear the guy in front of me go, oh, that's the Black Hills. And I just go, I grab his leg. I go, where are you taking me? And he's like, you didn't look at a map? I'm like,
so then
we
open up the Sky magazine and show Ted, because he thought we were going to be like in California.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So he's like, oh my God, and it hit him right in the plane. Like, oh my God, we're going to nowhere.
It was awful.
You're going to South Alaska.
Migsy, I had a going away party with 30 guys from my high school, and I said, in the summertime, we'll be partying in Malibu.
Yeah,
and everybody cheered.
We're on the flight when it hits them. We're over the plains.
Yeah.
Ted looked down and said, why is that so brown? I said, I don't know. I think we're probably over the plains. Like, the plains? I'm like, well, like in the middle of the country.
Yeah.
And then we looked at that map, and Ted, I mean, he just disintegrated, man. And we're like, you didn't look at a goddamn map, man. Figure out where we're going. He's like, nope.
So had you known before you got on the plane, would you have gotten on the plane?
I still probably would have.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just, it was shocking. It was February. It was nice for 2 weeks. And then it just rained.
Yep.
Oh, and we went to a place to get wings, and they were horrible. And I was just, they were still at the bar. I was like, I'm just going to walk home in the rain.
Crying.
It was sad.
We ordered a sad pizza, and it sucked. And we're like, oh, no. But there was one pizza place we used to call all the time called Milano's. And this dude had a voice, man, that would seduce you. If you'd never have gay sex, you'd have gay sex with this guy. He's like, hello, thank you for calling Milano's. How can I help you? And we just called him to order pizza because we wanted to hear him talk.
I already have the strangest stiff. You're just hearing that impression.
Exactly. And no matter what you said, oh, that is a good choice.
Ah, what a combination.
it was that sexy.
Yeah, it was.
Like, oh, we need another pizza, man.
So over the years.
And a cigarette.
Yeah. Over the years, you guys have put together some of the most insane events, some that never got to happen again.
Sure.
Let's jog the memory for a minute. What was one of the events that you put on where you're like, I can't believe we're doing this?
Honestly, man, the first event we did, because we didn't know if anyone was listening to the show, mm-hmm. right? And our thing is, Like, we're going to go on and just do what we do, right? Let's just be stupid and have fun. So we did a thing called the Stash Bash, where we all decided to grow a mustache for 1 month.
This is before Movember.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we just said, hey, man, we're going to get this mustache shaved off at a place, the Dubliner in Fremont, a bar.
Yeah.
Did not think anyone would post. And when we got there, there was a freaking line around the block with all these creepy looking mofos because they all had a single stash.
Oh, yeah.
Right. We were like, hey, man, as stupid as this show is, I think we may have stumbled onto something.
So I'm growing one for the anniversary.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Because that was our first event.
You guys have a second to take a quick break with us, and then we're going to talk about some more of your favorite memories, and we'll share some of our favorite memories of just working with you guys as well.
All right.
The Daily Mix Show.
We're going to have more with Miles, Thrill, Ted, and Mike celebrating an incredible 20 years of the Men's Room on the Rock after Nirvana. If you are just tuning in, we forced the guys on the Men's Room to get up very early, way earlier than usual, to come and join us. To celebrate your 20th anniversary on KISW, which is just an amazing milestone for any radio market. But, man, it has been a pleasure for us to get to work with you guys, too. And
we know.
And congratulations.
Yeah. We can't wait for the breakfast to come in.
I was trying to find the audio. One of my favorite moments. I mean, my favorite moment with you guys was definitely the bachelor party in Portland.
Oh, man. Jesus. That was awesome.
What did Thrill say? We can't rent bikes. I will drown.
Yeah, it was one of the. We get off of the train, and Thrill just finds a random old lady and just hugs her.
She wanted that hug.
She liked that hug.
She did.
But you guys were chasing geese down by the river.
We did a lot of stupid things while we were there. But I think one of my favorites. I remember again. I was definitely not sober. You guys had me doing not you, but like the boss had me do a call in from Ozfest, and I wish I could find the audio.
Oh my God!
Do you remember that?
Yes.
That
you
was,
guys,
I was not sober.
No,
and I wasn't drunk. Props to D. Ted Smith. I remember, like, and now we have Steve Miggs. You know, Steve's over at White River Amphitheater for Ozfest, and I think my first thing was Ted. There's a lot of people here, and like, what the hell?
It sounded awesome.
And I'm throwing grass in the air to have it hit me in the face, and I'm like, guys, this place is amazing. And like, I think within like 3 minutes, you guys are like, we got to get Miggs off the air.
Oh, no!
It was.
But why would the boss have any of us do that back then? Because everyone was always high all the time.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, seriously. You could be at work. You could not be at work. But, like, why would you have us do something extra when you know none of us exercise responsibility, man?
We were tripping on acid at 8 o'clock on the train. I mean, what kind of human being does that?
And then hence why the old lady got hugged when we got off the train.
Okay, so here's one. So Steve and Ryan steal the furniture out of the hallway lobby. We know where hair club. We know. Oh, no, this is down in Portland. We know where hair club's room is. Okay.
Yeah.
So they've got like a fake plant. They've got a couch stuck. Everything is stacked up against his door. Right. So when he opens the door in the morning, a couch is going to fall on his head. A plant's going to come down on him. The whole deal. Apparently, in the middle of the night, the staff at the hotel removed all that stuff from his door. But he found out. So we end up in Portland again. Now we're at the Hotel Lucia. We collect all our money. I think we got like $400.
400, yeah.
We took it to the front desk. We go, hey, man, $400. Give us his room number. That guy, man, he wanted that money so bad. He's like, I can't, man. We're like, all right, we're going to get more money. And Batman comes up with more, like $200 more.
Now we got $300 out of his wallet.
$600 on the table. Like, give us the room number. And the guy would not do it.
We paid a girl to hit on him, hoping that he would take her back to the room.
So you can find out what room he was in?
Yes. Exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Yes.
But he didn't bite. He got suspicious, and he's like, hey, you pay this bitch to talk to me. We're like, we did, man.
Yeah. We're celebrating 20 years with the Men's Room this morning. I got to say, so for me, one of my favorite memories of you guys, which first of all, just got to say, when I was brand new 13 years ago, you guys were so welcoming. You brought me up on stage for something to do the shot of the day in front of a crowd. Like,
nice.
You guys were just so welcoming to me, and I'll always treasure that. But I will also say, one time I was filling in for Ben back in the day, and you asked me if I had ever had to be dumped on the air before. And I said, no, I've never cursed on the radio. And you're like, well, you're going to do it now, and we'll dump you. And I'm like, I was sweating, and you guys made me say the F word, and I did, and it felt really good.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I've never had to dump myself.
Well, I say the C word at least 5 times a year.
Yes, we've heard some of
it. You always yell it.
We get a guy listens, and he counts all the times that we dump the show. And he sends us an update every year.
Every year.
It is amazing how much money we've saved from the FCC, but how many times each of us have actually cussed.
How many are we at?
We're probably collectively at least 500 cuss words.
Holy cow.
I mean, 20 years, yeah.
Yeah, this somewhere guy literally there. Keeps count. He's our unofficial statistician at the end of every year. This guy sends an email, very detailed. He has the dates. You know, even accounts like he keeps Ted separate because he goes, well, Ted, it's FCC, so inevitably you're trying to trip him up. However, Ted did cuss like 3 times this year by accident.
That's incredible. Is there someone else?
Like, he called Jackie Robinson an effing legend.
I know.
Like, that was like 2 months ago. And like, Mike looked at me. I was like, I got excited. He is.
One of my favorite stories. we're all guilty of speaking out loud as we're thinking, which is not good. Like, you know, somebody will walk by you. Damn, woman. Right. You just realize, I said that out loud. We're on the old building, and this woman is the building beside us, the older building. There's a rooftop deck. You remember a few?
Yes.
There's a rooftop deck. There's plants out there. Every once in a while, somebody would go out there and suntan, whatever deal was. This girl, she gets out there in this bikini. And I mean, it's all there. And so we're like, hey, Ted's not in the studio yet. But we go right back to the air. We're like, Ted, you got to check this out. Okay. So he goes up to the window and he goes, he just screams the T word. We have to jump the button and he's just face plastered on the window.
It had been a long few months.
Yeah.
And maybe going through a breakup. It's just like, oh.
He was right. I mean, he was absolutely right. It's just like, oh, we got to dump that.
But your enthusiasm, man, looks like, no, that was sincere.
It's like Christmas morning.
It came from a good place.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
From the heart. I meant it.
That was amazing.
I think one of my favorites, though, we had talked to Hair Club, our old boss, and said, hey, man, we want to do this thing on the air where we wear disposable adult diapers.
Yes.
I'll never forget this.
Because we want to see if we can poop ourselves. Or can you willingly poop yourself as an adult? You know what I mean? On purpose, right?
It's like trying to drop the F-bomb if you never have.
Yeah.
It's like.
So he said, yeah, absolutely. Like, do not do that. And we said, okay. So about 6 weeks later, we thought he was out of town. So we're like, all right, he's not here, man. Let's do this. And we're rocking the adult diapers.
Because it depends.
And we're trying to poop ourselves. And by the way, I could not bring myself to do it. You can't.
I like this was the battle you guys were
on. You can't even pee yourself.
You couldn't even do it.
You can't do it.
Like, I just really,
your mind will not allow you to do it.
And then we go to commercial break, and then we see Hair Club standing outside of the studio. Oh my God. So we're like, oh, no, man. And he opens the door, and he had that slow way of talking. Hey, what's up, man? Right? Because I'm trying to play like I have no idea what's going on. I was listening to the radio. Are you wearing adult diapers? I said, yes, we are. I thought we had a conversation where I said, don't do this. I'm like, we did. Then why are you doing it? I said, because honestly, we thought you're out of town.
Yeah, that's all.
Congratulations on 20 years. Let's end on that note. That's amazing, you guys. It's been awesome working with you guys.
It's great working with you guys, man.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's a good spot to work.
And then since you're stuck here, maybe if you guys wouldn't mind popping back in at 8:20, we do straight to the comments. And we ask for listeners to share their favorite stories about the men's room, and they left comments on our social media pages, and we have them for you.
Okay, awesome.
All right, awesome. Cool. So at 8:20, we'll have you guys back in.
Cool.
Thank you, men's
room. Already here.
We love you.
Love
you
too. Thank you, guys.
The Daily Mix Show.
Speaking of the men's room, Steve Miggs, you know that we do a cheat sheet at 5:40 every single day on that show. And hopefully you were listening to it yesterday, Rockaholics, because we gave out 3 of the correct answers to the upcoming game we call Beat Miggs. And it might be helpful considering your record is 285 wins, 87 losses, and 75 ties in 2025. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Beat Miggs at 7:50.